White, Preston, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, March 21, 1892. Dear son Willie, I have nothing of a special, cheering character to write to you. The constant pain in nerves, muscles, and bones is preventing me sleeping more than 3 hours during the night. I am losing strength rather than gaining. I took my electric bath the day after you left, and I greatly fear it did me no good. I think it might have been too strongly applied. If I receive no more benefit in the next 2 baths than I have done, I shall stop. I dare not contemplate the thought that forces itself upon me, call it temptation or what you will, that if I grow much weaker, I cannot help myself. I am pained at the thought of my condition. I did speak in the hall last Sabbath, and gave out a subject upon which I shall speak next Sabbath if the Lord will give me strength. It is no use for me to give up all labor until I am obliged to do it, which I hope I shall never be called to do. If my work is done, the thought of which I cannot now entertain, I pray to the Lord to let me reach my rest quickly. I dread lingering years of suffering and uselessness. The American mail bore from me a great burden, and I hope my mind will be at rest now that I shall not have to write so many letters, which I dare not neglect. I have left my testimony for them at the sanitarium, at the publishing office, and to the churches. I have left my testimony to the Pacific Press managers, to the health retreat managers, and have left my testimony in regard to Australia and the things that need to be set in order here. I know not what the next coming mail may bring, but I shall not undertake what I have hitherto done. I shall write, as I have strength, on the life of Christ. For if I am left here to my thoughts, with nothing to do, away from my friends in America, I fear it will not be profitable to me. I must keep busy. I cannot lie down much through the day, for I become so tired of it through the night. My back is becoming sore, and I am rather nervous. I am so glad that you could go to New Zealand. I do not think it possible I could be any worse if I had gone than I am here. I will say everything in the family moves off very pleasantly. There seems to be a good, kindly, cheerful atmosphere in the house. All are ready to do anything for me that it is in their power to do. I have no complaints to make of neglect. Emily is making the most of her time in obtaining the knowledge she desires. Last evening, Elder Tenney was here to give his lesson on shorthand, which was given in Fanny's room. Brother Falkhead will be here next Sunday Eve. Emily expresses herself as being very much pleased with the work in which she is engaged, and she is surprised, she says, with the advancement she is making. She is very kind and attentive to me when I require any special help, but May takes all the care of me in treatments and in many things. May makes no complaint, and things move well. I was a little surprised that Harold did not come home until sundown last Sabbath. He does the work assigned him, tends the horse and cow. But as, under his milking, the cow was fast drying up, she, May, felt she would rather take the matter of milking into her own hands. Harold prays with us. He seems to be a steady young man. Sunday he washed the carriage. We hoped he would work in the garden, but he said nothing to me, and in the forenoon he went on the first train, I think, that went into the city. He said he should not be back to dinner, and did not come in until a late hour. All were abed. I shall ask him about it. Did you say anything to him, that you expected him to work on Sunday, when he was not working in the office? I was glad to have a line from you. Tell Elder Starr I thank him for his letter, and Sister Starr for her letter. I will not write to them now, for Marion is after me, and if I have any strength, she wants it put on the life of Christ. I shall hope to hear from you all, for I have an interest for you, although I am not in health to be with you. Fanny worked very hard in closing up the last mail, and has been quite used up since. No change in her foot. Well, I think I have told you all I know about matters here. I hope you will be very careful and not expose yourself to colds. and may the Lord bless you abundantly, is the prayer of your mother.